Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Lucille Ball, Abe Lyman, and Carson Robison, hear some angelic songs, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, August 6th, marked the birth in 1911 of Emmy Award-winning actress and comedian Lucille Ball. As a teenager, she entered a drama school in New York where one of her classmates was Betty Davis. She did some modeling and in 1933 became a Goldwyn girl and appeared uncredited in the film Roman Scandals. She became a contract player for RKO where she starred in 1937's Stage Door, but in 1940 she moved to MGM, starring in such films as Dewberry Was a Lady, Best Foot Forward, and the Tracy Hepburn picture Without Love. In 1948, she starred in the radio comedy My Favorite Husband, which led to her best-known role in the CBS TV sitcom I Love Lucy. Produced with husband Desi Arnaz, the show pioneered the use of the three-camera technique, and as head of Desilu, she was the first woman to own her own film studio. Lucille Ball died in Beverly Hills on April 26, 1989. So here are some musical balls, beginning with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks.
Thank you. come have some ball. Do we know our onions? Yes, yes. Do we mind our bunions? No, no. Let your feet get busy. You can't stall. Come on. We're having a ball. Say whenever your cares are chronic. Just tell the world go hang. Oh, you find the greatest tonic is go on mugging with the gang. Have we all got rhythm? Yes, yes. Drop that rhythm. Heck no. Then all keep running. Yeah, one and all. Come on. Cause having a ball. Beat on out.
Having a ball. I hope you are as well, and I know Fats and His Rhythm were on New Year's Eve 1936 from the sound of that recording. Having a Ball was written by Andy Razaf and James P. Johnson and was one of six sides issued from that session. Before Fats Waller, it was Lou Stone and his band and The Bouncing Ball from March 30th, 1935. The Bouncing Ball was written by Frank Trumbauer and was preceded by Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers and Cannonball Blues, a Morton composition from December 16, 1926. We began the show with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and Charleston Ball, written by Donald Haywood for the Brown Skin Review and recorded by the Jacks on January 27, 1926. Donald Haywood also brought us I'm Comin' Virginia, which was recorded by Paul Whiteman, Fletcher Henderson, Frank Trumbauer, Bob Crosby, and Bunny Berrigan, among others. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 4th, marked the birth in 1897 in Chicago, Illinois, of drummer, bandleader, and composer Abe Lyman. His musical career began at age 14, playing drums in Chicago's Colonial Cafe. Later, he moved to California to lead the band at his brother Mike's nightclub, the Sunset Inn in Santa Monica. After the Sunset was forced to close, Abe landed a contract to play in the Coconut Grove Ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, where he opened on April 1, 1922. As a result of their popularity at the Ambassador, the band made their first record on the Nordskog label a few months later. The following year, Lyman began recording for Brunswick, where he remained until 1936, making hundreds of sides. The band went on a vaudeville tour in 1924, worked in Chicago in 1925, and toured Europe in 1929, each time returning to the Coconut Grove. Beginning in 1930, the band was featured in Hollywood movie musicals, including Good News, Hold Everything, and Paramount on Parade. The band is also heard in a number of Warner Brothers' Merry Melodies cartoons. Abe Lyman composed or wrote lyrics for a number of popular songs, including his own Mary Lou, and What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry, written with Walter Donaldson. The band enjoyed a long run on the radio program Waltz Time from 1934 to the late 40s, at which point Abe Lyman left the music business and went into restaurant management. He died on October 23, 1957 in Beverly Hills. Here's Abe Lyman. ¶¶
along the road we'll stray. Someday we'll reach that rainbow. Rome wasn't built in a day. We'll find happiness together. It may still be far away, but we must both remember Rome wasn't built in a day. Every mile we'll stop and smile until the journey's end. Every mile we'll stop a while just to make a friend. If today is filled with sorrow, if today is dark and gray, we'll always have tomorrow. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Hot stuff! Abe Lyman's Sharps and Flats with the clarinet solo there by Al Baker and a jazz holiday, recorded in Chicago on November 28, 1928. A jazz holiday was written by W. Benton Overstreet and Walter Melrose. It was preceded by Dubin and Warren's Rome Wasn't Built in a Day, written for the Eddie Cantor picture Roman Scandals, but cut from the release print. Roman Scandals also starred Ruth Etting and Gloria Stewart. The vocalist on that October 30th, 1933 recording was Phil Neely. We began our little tribute to Abe Lyman with a nice rendition of Sam H. Stepped and Bud Green's That's My Weakness Now from June 17th, 1928. Bandleader and restaurateur Abe Lyman, born August 4th, 1897.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, August 4th, marked the birth in 1890 in Oswego, Kansas, of Carson J. Robison. He was known as the Kansas Jayhawk, and no, we're not related. He wrote his first song, called Anthem, in 1904, but after working as a cowpuncher, farmer, oil field worker, and railroad dispatcher on the Katy Railroad, his musical career began in 1922 when he got a job on radio station WDF in Kansas City, Missouri, singing and whistling. He went to New York City in 1924, auditioned for Victor Records, signed his first recording contract, and made his first recordings on April 30th of that year. From 1924 to 28, he accompanied Vernon Dalhart on guitar, and the two sang duets, bringing national attention to country music. As a studio musician, he recorded with the likes of Gene Austin, Jack Smith, The Revelers, and Frank Crummett. In 1928, Frank Luther and Phil Crow joined Robison to form the Carson Robison Trio. He also sang duets with Luther, often under the pseudonym of Bud and Joe Billings. In 1932, he formed his own band, Carson Robison and His Buckaroos, and that same year went on an international tour as Carson Robison's Pioneers. Carson Robison wrote more than 300 songs and received a lot of his inspiration from newspaper stories of disasters. Here's Carson Robison.
Out to roaming, and I thought I sure would set the world on fire.
World on fire.
So I slicked my hair down pretty, and I rode into the city, but they didn't seem to know that I was there.
He was there.
I was there.
He was there.
I was there.
He was there.
Why, I even bought myself a big cigar.
Big cigar.
Oh, I thought I'd knock them dizzy, but I guess they're kind of busy, 'cause they didn't seem to know that I was there.
He was there.
Met a gal named Annie. She rolled her eyes just like a dying calf.
Dying calf.
When I asked her about a wedding, her face began to redden, and all she'd done was look at me and laugh.
Laugh and laugh.
Laugh and laugh. Laugh and laugh. Oh, she told me no, but that was only half.
Only half.
'Cause she said, young man, you blundered. My husband weighs 200, and I didn't know she had a better half.
Better half.
Across the ocean, and I thought I'd show old London what was what.
What was what?
When I got off at Southampton, my poor old toes got tramped on, so I guess I'm not as smart as what I thought.
What he thought?
What I thought?
What he thought?
What I thought?
What he thought?
I'd never dare to tell just what I thought.
What he thought?
'Cause there might be ladies near me, and if they should ever hear me, I know darn well they'd want to have me shot.
Have him shot.
trumpet blast. I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Listen, all you sinners, if you want to get to heaven, heaven, better get down on your knees and pray. Oh, all you gambling skinners, better quit saying 7-11, get yourself prepared for judgment day. Cause I done had a vision, seen them gates closing, closing, and I seen you sinners all outside. You better make your decision, pray that you'll be chosen, chosen, it'll be too late when you done laid down and died.
Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last, open up them pearly gates for me.
Out to your chicken roost, ask yourself an honest question, and the Lord will know it if you lie. You better turn all them chickens loose, or you're gonna die from indigestion when you eat that stolen chicken pie. Oh, take that keg of gin, dump it every bit right in the river, don't you let old Satan stay your hand. And if you fill it up again, it'll eat a hole right in your liver, and the gates won't open when you reach that promised land.
Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last, open up them pearly gates for me. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
There's a place where the birds sing bass, the rabbits laugh in the bulldog's face, the trains don't stop at my home. Cause the woodpeckers knock the depot down. Where the girls grow tall and thin, the boys grow whiskers on their chin, their ears grow out and their toes grow in, out in that western town. Now the folks don't stay out very late,
way out west in Kansas.
They take the sidewalks in at 8,
way out west in Kansas.
It's some town, by heck I'll swear, you can stand in the old town square and knock on every front door there,
way out west in Kansas.
That eggs will hatch,
way out west in Kansas.
It popped the corn in a popcorn patch,
way out west in Kansas.
An old mule coming down the path saw the corn and lost his breath. He thought it was snow and froze to death,
way out west in Kansas.
There's a man that loves his wife,
way out west in Kansas.
They must live a peaceful life,
way out west in Kansas.
There's a reason why each night they hold each other's hands so tight. If one turns loose, they start to fight,
way out west in Kansas.
An old man stopped to take a rest,
way out west in Kansas.
He sat right down in a hornet's nest,
way out west in Kansas.
The hornets quickly took offense, and they left their trademark on his pants, and he's been standing up ever since,
way out west in Kansas.
There's a gal in Abilene,
way out west in Kansas.
Says she's just turned 17,
way out west in Kansas.
Why, she's so old, she's muscle-bound, the folks all say she built a town. She's got the 17 turned right around,
way out west in Kansas. Thank you.
cross-eyed Pat.
Way out west in Kansas.
You can't tell who he's looking at.
Way out west in Kansas.
He cries because he's such a wreck, and the tears run down the back of his neck. He don't look straight to me, by heck.
Way out west in Kansas.
Carson Robison, born August 4th, 1890. We just heard Way Out West in Kansas, although being from California, I don't think of Kansas as being particularly out west. Before that, it was Open Up Dem Pearly Gates for Me, and we began our little tribute to Carson Robison with Carson Robison and his Buckaroos, June 19th, 1936, and I Was Born in Old Wyoming. I'm Glenn Robison, born in Old Virginia, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, on August 2nd in 1769, Gaspar de Portola, a Spanish army captain, and Juan Crespi, a Franciscan priest, were traveling north from San Diego, California, and stopped in the area that is now Los Angeles. They decided to name it Nuestra Señora la Reina de Los Ángeles de Porciúncula, which means Our Lady the Queen of the Angels of Porciúncula, Porciúncula being a chapel in Italy. So to commemorate Los Angeles, or Los Angeles, which means the angels, here are some rapidly rotating records about angels, beginning with Lou Gold and his orchestra. Thank you. Wingy Minone and his orchestra, April 8, 1935, and You're an Angel, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. You're an Angel was preceded by My Angel, written by Erno Rappi and Lou Pollock, and played by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. The vocal trio on that April 21, 1928 recording was Charles Gaylord, Al Rinker, and Jack Fulton. We began that angelic set of songs with Lou Gold in his orchestra, with the vocal by John Ryan, and Angel Eyes from a perfect 78 recorded November 22, 1926.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
It's time now for that portion of the show we call This Week in Recording History. So called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to begin this edition of This Week in Recording History is Thomas Fats Waller in his rhythm.
Shall find if you like chicken sweet and nice, craving cornbread, possum and rice. Don't go setting, don't go fretting, brother, seek and you shall find. Could Captain Kidd find a treasure here if he'd gone roving? No. Could Romeo, old Black Joe, make a name sitting home I'm open? No. When old rocking chair holds you fast and you want to find peace of mind at last, don't go setting, don't go fretting, brother, seek and ye shall find. Corn out there in the morning, yes, yes, my, my, brother, seek, ye shall find, yes. Latch on ye opioids, Ethiopians, ha-ha, yes, yes.
Little by little, little by little, I've tried to win you. I tried to do right, I saw so much in you. Rome wasn't built in one day. I hope in time that you'll say you've learned to love me little by little too.
But she loves me. She's got hey hey in her walk, but she loves me. She's so strong and I'm so weak, oh golly gosh, oh gee. But when I kiss on her cheek, oh she loves me. When she gets an appetite, then she loves me. Every morning, noon and night, oh she loves me. When we go to have a bite, she eats enough for three. So long as peas stay on her knife, then she loves me.
From an unissued Edison record, waxed August 2nd, 1924, the Green Brothers novelty band and She Loves Me, written by Lou Brown and Richard Egan. The vocalist was Billy Jones. Brothers Joe and George Green were born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska, and played xylophone, marimba, vibraphone, harpophone, bells, and chimes. They began recording together in 1919, but had both recorded individually prior to that. They recorded for nearly every company and played in their own bands and in hundreds of other groups. She Loves Me was preceded by Johnny Marvin, backed by Leonard Joy and the Victor Orchestra, and Little by Little, written by Walter O'Keefe and Bobby Dolan for the Pathé singing talking picture The Sophomore, where it was sung by Sally O'Neill and Eddie Quillen. That was recorded August 3rd, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.